From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly bombing attack hits near a football stadium in Istanbul, Turkey. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a soccer match had ended. Turkish Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu told a news conference that 29 people were killed in the explosions, 27 police and 2 civilians. 166 others were wounded. A VOA reporter in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, said the nature of the attack indicated it might have been staged by outlawed Kurdish groups that have been battling the Ankara government for years.
I think that the fact that it does appear that the target was security forces will lead suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, or a splinter organization connected with the group called TAK. They have carried out a series of suicide bombings targeting, in particular, security forces. Also, a fringe extreme left-wing group, the DHKPC, too, has targeted security forces. But also the group, the Islamic State, have carried out a number of suicide bombings in Istanbul, most recently on Istanbul Atatürk Airport. But they invariably target civilians and, in particular, foreign tourists.
That's reporter Dorian Jones from Istanbul. At least 30 people were killed when an oil tanker truck exploded on one of Kenya's main highways early Sunday. A Kenyan official said the truck lost control and rammed several other vehicles while going downhill between Nairobi and the central town of Naivasha. In Nigeria, dozens of people were killed when the roof of a church collapsed during a worship service. A rescue official says at least 60 people died. This is VOA News. ExxonMobil president and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the next U.S. Secretary of State. On Saturday, several news organizations, all citing unnamed sources close to President-elect Donald Trump's transition team, said an announcement on Tillerson's selection could come soon. The Trump campaign would not confirm whether a decision has been made. Tillerson's overseas operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. His involvement with Russia, including personal ties to President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. presidential election. On Friday, President Obama ordered the U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a full review of election-based cyber attacks, including email hacks that rattled the presidential campaign and raised new concerns about Russia's meddling in U.S. voting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially the besieged city of Aleppo. After the meeting, in which they spoke to opposition leaders, Kerry called on Russia and Syria to show a little grace in their ongoing operations against the opposition.
Russia and Assad have a moment here where they are obviously in a dominant position. They have an ability to be able to show a little grace. And sometimes in diplomacy, a little grace goes a long way.
The Syrian army was visible on the streets of Aleppo Saturday as the Syrian regime, backed by Russia, continued to drive opposition forces from their strongholds. Tens of thousands of displaced persons were seen fleeing the besieged city. Islamic State extremists fought their way into the ancient central Syrian city of Palmyra on Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting with government forces. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the Islamic State advance reached as far as a key hospital after oil fields and strategic outposts near the city fell to Islamic State fighters in recent days. At least 50 Yemeni soldiers are dead and 70 wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden. Local security officials said the bomber detonated his explosive belt in a crowd of hundreds of soldiers who had lined up to collect their paychecks. Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack. And in the annual Army-Navy football game in Baltimore, Maryland, the Army Black Knights beat the Midshipmen 21-17. It was their first victory in 15 years. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.